The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Right, Bear Down Bears fans, it's time for another edition of the Chicago Bears podcast, Bears Banter, powered by Windy City Gridiron and SB Nation. Bill Zimmerman with you. And I will be honest, I had no intentions of doing a podcast this week. None. I wanted to see what was going on in the combine, see if we could get some news and some things to filter out, maybe try and do a podcast next week to kind of recap the combine. Not really. Look, the combine, we know what the combine is. It's for measuring players, for rookies, and meeting these rookies and these teams getting to know that. But there's so much more at the combine, as you guys know. It's all about rumors and who's talking to who and potential targets for trades and free agents and all this stuff that could come up. So much of that is discussed at the combine. And that's what I wanted to do a podcast about next week, see if there was any information that was filtering out from Indianapolis. But after yesterday, I had to do a podcast, and not so much. I'm not doing a guest today. I'm not doing anything. I am just going to scream at you for 20 minutes. So, you know, if you don't want to hear it, click away now, because after yesterday, and this podcast isn't so much about being upset about anything or that Ryan Pace or Matt Nagy did or did not say, but the reaction to what they said. Oh my God. And not just Bears fans, some of the Bears media as well, Chicago media as well. What is going on? What are some people possibly seeing in what Ryan Pace, or hearing, I should say, in what Ryan Pace or Matt Nagy are saying? That this team, I'm seeing all the articles coming out this morning. All the articles coming out this morning and yesterday. The Bears are fully committed to Mitch Trubisky. What are you listening to? Think about this. All right, let's start with what Ryan Pace had to say. Yes, Ryan Pace committed to Mitch Trubisky as their starting quarterback. Why? Because there is no other quarterback on the roster. What is he going to do? Commit to a theoretical quarterback that they haven't acquired yet? Of course he's going to commit to Mitch Trubisky. I mean, there's probably a 95% chance that Mitch Trubisky is on this roster for the 2020 season. So what is he going to do? Tell the media that Mitch Trubisky will not start, and if their free agency plans or draft plans or whatever it is don't work out, that they end up having to go to Trubisky anyway after Pace trashed him to the media? Of course that's not what's going to happen. He barely said anything positive about Mitch Trubisky. All he said is, we still believe in Mitch. Of course he's going to say, they still believe in Mitch. What do you guys think Ryan Pace is going to tell the public? What? Yes, he said he's committed to Mitch Trubisky. That's all he said. You want to really commit to Mitch Trubisky? Come out and say, we're picking up Mitch Trubisky's fifth-year option. He punted it again. He punted it right after the season. He punted it again. Why did he punt it again? Because they have no interest right now in committing to Mitch Trubisky. What on earth? People are like, oh, well, he doesn't have to do it yet. Think about it. His draft mates when Brett Veach, when Bill O'Brien, when they're talking about their quarterbacks, they're not talking about the fifth-year option either. Want to know why? Because they're talking about contract extensions. Those two quarterbacks are about to get nine-figure contracts from their teams. They're not worried about the fifth-year option. They're worried about if their quarterback's going to be there in 2025. That's how you commit to a quarterback. They have no interest. Not only, they have no interest in getting a contract extension with Mitch Trubisky right now. None. There is no reason for any of it. So yeah, they're not committing to the fifth-year option because they're not committed to Mitch Trubisky. I mean, think about it. So Pace says, oh, we're not going to worry about that right now. We have to evaluate the season. All right. They had 2 months to evaluate the season. Matt Nagy watched tape for 2 months. Dave Ragone watched tape for 2 months. They bring in Bill Lazor. They bring in John DeFilippo. They watched tape for 2 months. So now we get to the combine. Ryan Pace steps up to the microphone. Are you ready to commit to Mitch Trubisky after watching him for 2 months? No, they're not ready to commit to Mitch Trubisky. I am so tired of people taking one thing about Ryan Pace saying Mitch Trubisky's a starting quarterback because they literally have no other options on the roster. So let's slow down with this whole the Bears are fully committed to Mitch Trubisky. They didn't commit to the fifth-year option. They had no commitment to him after the 2020 season. None. Not only that, they said they wanted competition at the position. Both of them did. Pace and Nagy. Yeah, they gave you the global. Oh, we want competition everywhere. Well, of course they're not going to just say we need competition at quarterback and quarterback only. Do you think last year they would have said we want competition for Mitch Trubisky? No, they didn't say that because Mitch was coming off a decent year. A year they thought that he could grow upon. That was a jumping off point for him to make a leap in 2019, and it didn't happen. They saw what happened. He regressed. The whole offense regressed, but he regressed. There's so much more that goes into it. And yet, we think the Bears are committed to Mitch Trubisky because they don't pick up the fifth-year option, and they say they want competition at the position, and they commit to him as the starter when there is not another quarterback on the roster? Are you listening to anything that Ryan Pace actually says, or more so, does not say? Ryan Pace is the same guy who said he was excited about Mike Glennon and a month later drafted Mitch Trubisky. Ryan Pace committed to Leonard Floyd's fifth-year option the day after the season when he had his press conference. Committed to it. Now we're 2 months after the season at the quarterback position, the position that defines your team. And they're punting it until May because they want. Now, what do you think is going to happen between now and May? They have to make a decision on Mitch Trubisky's fifth-year option in May. Do they have OTAs coming up next week? No. Do they have training camp? No. They don't have any workouts with Mitch Trubisky. All they have is free agency in the draft. That's why they're not committing to the fifth-year option to Mitch Trubisky. And in fact, I'll tell you this. I don't think they're ever going to commit the fifth-year option to Mitch Trubisky. And I get it. Why would you not? It's not guaranteed they can rescind it after the year. I get that. Mitch Trubisky's fifth-year option is worth $24 million. The franchise tag for next year for quarterbacks is going to be about $27 million. So you're looking at a situation that you want the Bears to pick up the fifth-year option. And I understand this is remote, but if Trubisky suffers a major injury, that $24 million becomes guaranteed. Do you possibly want that to happen going into the 2021 season, where now you've got Trubisky injured, you've got a mess at the quarterback position, you've got other positions on the roster that you're going to have to tweak, and you're not going to have any money because you're going to have $24 million tied up with Mitch Trubisky? They should decline the fifth-year option outright. And if somehow Mitch puts it together this season and takes that step forward, you can franchise tag him, and it only costs you an extra $3 million. And I'll tell you this, if Trubisky does take a step forward this season, yes, you can use the franchise tag as insurance, but I guarantee you they can work out some kind of 2 or 3 year deal with a much lower cap hit than either of those two numbers, because Mitch Trubisky on the national media, in the NFL, in the NFL circles, there's way too much negativity about him already. He is not going to wipe it out in one season. So the Bears are not going to have to worry about him saying, no, I'm going to go to free agency and get a 5-year, $150 million deal. That's not going to happen. So Mitch Trubisky is going to be able to come back if he somehow puts it together, sign, I don't know, a 3-year deal with some guaranteed cash at a much more palatable. There is no reason to pick up the 5th-year option coming off of that season. None. And they have the franchise tag that they can play with the following year. They don't need the franchise tag for anyone else. Khalil Mack's not becoming a free agent. Eddie Jackson is locked down. They could use it on Allen Robinson, but they want to re-sign Allen Robinson this season. They want to re-sign him this season and extend him. So there is no reason, none, to pick up this 5th-year option. And the fact that they're still not committing to it means that's exactly what they're considering. And when you listen to Matt Nagy, he didn't say much of anything positive about Mitch Trubisky. In fact, before I get to Nagy, Ryan Pace, what does he do well? Arm accuracy and processing. We know he doesn't do that well. Ryan Pace literally had nothing positive to say about Mitch, or except for the generic, oh, he's a great guy, he's a hard worker. Yeah, we know all that. Every guy is a great guy and a hard worker in the NFL when the GM or the coach talks. Don't even start with me with this, the Bears are fully committed. And I tweeted some stuff out, and my mentions, at Zimmerman SXM, my mentions exploded with so many people disagreeing. I cannot fathom what I just saw on Twitter yesterday. Could not believe the reactions to these press conferences. And like I said, Matt Nagy, listen to some of the things he said about how, while they can't be with Mitch right now, that Mitch needs to learn to be obsessed with tape. That John DeFilippo, his new quarterback coach, takes the gloves off and is an aggressive coach. That's what they want for Mitch Trubisky, a coach to take the gloves off and basically slap him around. Matt Nagy even said something to the effect of, this season with Trubisky, when we coach him up to do something, we need to see him do it. Are you serious? I mean, he's talking about the fact that the things they wanted Trubisky to do that they were coaching him up to do last season, he wasn't doing them on the field. Think about what the coach is saying. Don't just sit there and listen to the coach speak. You, with these press conferences, you always need to read between the lines. And I was shocked with the amount of media that just said, oh, quarterback is Mitch Trubisky. You heard it again. No. And there were some guys, Brad Biggs, Kevin Fishbane, Patrick Finley, there were some guys, I think, who got it, who listened to what Pace said and didn't say and figured out what's going on with the quarterback situation. And we don't know who the quarterback's going to be next year. I get that. This is a tough situation for the Bears to be in. They have very little wiggle room at the quarterback position, and they need help there, and it's limited. I mean, what do you want the Bears to do at the quarterback position? Now, for me, if we talk about this for a second, the idea of Derek Carr in a Bears uniform is, in my mind, 100% the best possible outcome for this offseason for Ryan Pace and the Bears. If they can land Derek Carr, I would assume this is probably going to be about 1 second-round pick, maybe a conditional pick in some regard. His price tag isn't going to be a first-round pick. That is perfect for the Bears. I understand Derek Carr is not going to be mistaken for a top-five QB, but Derek Carr is a competent NFL quarterback. Derek Carr on this Bears roster last year gets this Bears team into the playoffs. There's not a doubt in my mind. Derek Carr is a significantly better quarterback than Mitch Trubisky, and the amount of people on Twitter that think Mitch Trubisky is better than Derek Carr is insane. It's insane. I have people telling me that Mitch Trubisky is ascending and Derek Carr is already declining. Really? That's what you guys want to say? Derek Carr is going to be 29. He's not even 29 yet. He's going to be 29 this offseason, and he's coming off a season that he set career highs in completion percentage, yards, adjusted net yards per attempt, passer rating, and QBR. Basically everything that everyone wants to look at. You want to look at QBR, you want to look at adjusted net yards per attempt. Career highs across the board in those categories. And you want to sit there and tell me that he's declining, that Mitch Trubisky is currently a better quarterback or will be a better quarterback? Based on what? Derek Carr's had three or four seasons better than Mitch Trubisky's season was 2 years ago when he was an alternate for the Pro Bowl. Derek Carr is a better quarterback. Now, I don't know if the Raiders are going to make him available. They're certainly playing the game in the media. Mike Mayock talking about how there's no guaranteed money left on his contract, talking about how they're willing to upgrade any position, including the quarterback position, if they feel a better player comes along. To me, they're saying if Tom Brady wants to come to Las Vegas, Derek Carr won't be on this team. That's what he's saying to me. Now, if Derek Carr does return to the Raiders, because again, I think it's a long shot that the Raiders make him available. If the Raiders do make him available, the Bears have to close that deal. It's too important. But if he's not available, I think the quarterback the Bears end up with is Andy Dalton. And I get it. When you hear the name Andy Dalton, you sit there and roll your eyes and go, he stinks, he's terrible, he's worse than Trubisky. Now, he's coming off a horrendous season. And the Bengals were horrendous, and they basically tanked once they realized how bad they were to get Joe Burrow. If you look at the body of Andy Dalton's work, and I get it. I'm not sitting here trying to pump up Andy Dalton as the next great thing and that he's misunderstood. But his seasons are better than you think they are. He's been in the playoffs multiple times. And I get it. His playoff performances are bad. I'm not trying to pretend that Andy Dalton is going to come to the Bears and he's going to get a multi-year contract and he's going to lead the Bears to the Super Bowl. But what Andy Dalton is a competent NFL quarterback, not a flashy one, but he's going to be able to competently run an RPO offense. He's comfortable with Bill Lazor. And he, I believe, if they brought him in, they would say that basically it's an open competition. I think Dalton would beat out Trubisky. That's my opinion. I know a lot of Bears fans disagree, but that's my opinion. Dalton is a better quarterback than Trubisky. And again, look at the numbers. Don't just sit there and say he's terrible. Actually go look at the numbers. Dalton is a passable quarterback. I get it. It's not great. But the Bears don't have a first-round pick. You don't have these seasons where suddenly you can just go get Drew Brees like the Saints were fortunate to do, you know, 15 years ago. Great quarterbacks don't become available. And Brees wasn't great at the time. But I'm saying great quarterbacks do not become available. So the Bears are in a tough spot. But to sit there and think that they're committed to Mitch Trubisky and that they're just going to bring in some no-name backup that nobody cares about, that's insane. That is absolutely insane. The Chicago Bears, yes, Mitch Trubisky will probably be on the roster. Now, if Derek Carr is on the roster, it would not shock me if the Bears try and trade Trubisky. That is the only situation I could see where the Bears may try and move him off the roster. But I would assume Trubisky is going to be on this roster next season. But I don't know if he's going to be starting, and I certainly don't think he's going to be starting for 16 games. And I'm not saying that because he's going to get hurt. I'm saying that because whatever quarterback is brought in to push him is going to overtake him, whether that be in training camp, whether that be in the preseason, or whether that be by week five. I don't know. But Mitch Trubisky, the Bears have not committed to him. So whatever you hear, whatever articles you want to hear, when they just isolate those few words that Ryan Pace said, that Mitch Trubisky is our starting quarterback, we're committed to Mitch Trubisky. That's all he said. That's the only quote you see. Oh, well, Mitch needs to get better. We know that. We need to get better for him as well. Yeah. The only quote that the media wants to use is, we're committed to Mitch Trubisky. No, they're not. They're committed to literally their only starting quarterback on the roster. So don't sit there and fall for the media clicks. Don't do it. They just want you to get pissed off and click on an article so you go down to the comments section and go, Ryan Pace is an idiot. That's what they're doing. The Bears have not committed to Mitch Trubisky. That's why they haven't picked up the fifth-year option. That's why they're leaving this completely open-ended, because they're going to try and improve the quarterback position in the next 2 months. Now, a couple other things here before we finish up the podcast. And yeah, I had a lot on my mind there. I sat there yesterday just dumbfounded as I just saw the mentions filtering in on my Twitter, as I saw my timeline blowing up with these comments. I just could not believe it. So I had a lot to get off my chest. But one thing I think that was pretty interesting about what they did say yesterday, and Adam Johns talked about this a little bit today in his article, is about the Bears looking to be more committed to Danny Trevathan than Nick Kwiatkowski. Obviously, they're both free agents. They need one of them to come in alongside Roquan Smith at the inside portion of the linebacker core. And I just assumed, coming off the fact that Trevathan is 30, coming off the fact that Trevathan has been injured a decent amount in his Bears career and really throughout his entire NFL career, Trevathan has a hard time staying on the field. The fact that Nick Kwiatkowski is younger, the fact that Nick Kwiatkowski took a step forward, I thought the Bears would commit to Kwiatkowski and let Trevathan walk. But, you know, Pace really raved about Trevathan and his leadership and how he's a cornerstone of this defense. And look, Trevathan was playing great before his injury. He was arguably the Bears' defensive MVP before that injury. But the fact is, he's older. And Kwiatkowski looks to be an up-and-coming player. But I just think maybe the Bears think because of what Kwiatkowski flashed that some team is going to splash and give him $7-8 million contract per season. I'm not sure what they're expecting Kwiatkowski to get. Maybe they think Trevathan, because he's older, is going to be cheaper. But that's definitely something to watch, is what the Bears end up doing there. There's no way they're signing them both. They don't have enough money. One of them is going to have to walk. I think they will re-sign Kevin Pierre-Lewis. I thought he did a nice job. Obviously, very good on special teams. I know he had the terrible penalty against the Raiders. He would be a solid rotational inside backer to back up both those guys. I think they'd be okay there with the depth situation with, honestly, Trevathan or Kwiatkowski and Kevin Pierre-Lewis as the other guy there with Roquan Smith. I think they'd be okay there. I think that's definitely the direction they'll go. Surprising that they may be leaning towards Trevathan right now. We'll have to see what kind of contracts both these guys are going to want, whether the Bears sign them prior to free agency or shortly thereafter. All right, that's going to do it for Bears Banter. We will return soon, maybe with some combine wrap-up. Maybe the Bears will give us some more news here. If the CBA is ratified shortly, there may be a flurry of activity once teams know exactly what kind of cap space they're going to be dealing with in this offseason. Right now, they don't know. So that'll do it. We will return soon. Bear down, everybody. Sorry I yelled at you. Adios.